Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. We have Hella Mega Tour tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. And right now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
All right.
Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice work.
The Warriors play tonight, everyone. It's a Friday night game. It's a play-in game. The winner of tonight's game will go on into the playoffs, which begin right after this last play-in game. So it's Warriors-Grizzlies, 6 o'clock tip time. It's a home game for us. So I guess there's probably people planning to be out there for it. I don't really know how that's working.
They're doing reduced capacity or what?
Because I'm not out there to see stuff.
Is San Francisco in the yellow tier?
That's what I heard. Last I heard.
So yeah.
So they might have some mask rules and some lowered capacity, but it sounds like they'll be having a game. It's great.
Go Warriors! I'll be watching from my couch. I can't wait. All right. I told you about the lottery.
Yeah.
As you know, if you're a longtime listener of the Sarah and Vinny show, we won the lottery once.
We did. Mm-hmm. Yep. One time. We actually thought we'd won $300,000 for about a minute and a half.
Uh huh.
And then someone went. Hold on.
It was like we didn't have the five numbers. We had four and the bonus, which paid much less than the straight five.
It paid $13,000 or something.
Right.
So we split $13,000 between six people.
Since 2004, at least 146 Americans have hit the lottery using numbers they got from fortune cookies.
Oh, really? Wow.
93% of them hit for more than $100,000.
Wow.
That's a big number.
It is a huge number.
Of winners. The 146 tickets that were winners thanks to fortune cookies total more than $406 million.
Damn.
So I've definitely thought, as a person that occasionally likes to play the lottery, what's the move? Is it the quick pick? Is it the have numbers and just stay with those every time you do it, hoping that you know you're more likely to hit if you
because you're playing the same ones every
hold
time.
Hold fast on the numbers you got rather than constantly being in motion.
Because it's almost like it was a lottery pick to give you the numbers that you got in a quick pick. See, it's like you have to hit lightning twice. I don't know. I don't know what's better.
Did so I thought about that. A lot, and I've never seen stats on this kind of stuff. This is the first time I've seen anything, and it's about numbers you got from fortune cookies.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Most states have at least one lottery winner who got their numbers from a fortune cookie, but South Carolina has 15 big winners that claim they got their numbers from fortune cookies.
Well, it does say your lucky numbers right there on the back of your fortune.
This is... The six numbers that they say from fortune cookies that have been associated with the most winners, here they are.
Okay.
Four, 14, 15, 22, 26, 28. Those are the numbers that hit the most. Whether or not you're using, I mean, they say it's from fortune cookies, but those are the numbers that seem to hit. So consider those.
4, 14, 15, 22, 26, and 28.
Just and 4.
Use all those numbers.
Just use those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I have them wrong, but.
Hey, I just researched one of the Warriors, Chase Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an entire section that's dedicated to fully vaxxed folks.
Oh.
And then there's another section on the opposite side that anybody can go to, but they have to provide a negative COVID test within the last 48 hours or the vax card.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm negative or I'm vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's
okay.
two sections.
So there's only two sections open.
Huge sections, though.
Oh, good. That's great.
Take a look. I'll show you.
Yeah, let's have a look at this.
So this is
are they the blue ones or the
all the blue ones are unvaccinated sections, and then I'm going to change it to the other side, which is
okay.
The vaccinated section is the opposite.
Okay.
Opposite end.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well,
see.
Great. You know
fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
Home court isn't an is not an advantage if you don't have your fans there to
make noise for you.
Right. So that's great. Go Warriors. Tonight
Warriors.
At 6:00. I cannot wait.
Warriors.
I can't. Frankly, I can't believe we lost to the Lakers. We were winning. Okay, I'll move on.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's a tough one.
There were a bunch of people asked about what you eat when you want to avoid doing dishes. I'm the dish guy at my house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sort of. I've fought it. I've asked many times, how did I end up the dish guy? I don't know what was I just standing there one time when the jobs were given out and I wasn't listening and I just got this pinned to me, you know, like what happened? How did I, what? So I do
you're
get
so
that feeling
yeah.
when
it's great
suddenly,
that you like it so much.
Uh-huh. It's clear we're having something that doesn't involve a bunch of dishes and I feel like I have the day off.
Mm. So is it takeout?
It's takeout, but people actually say pizza is the number one thing they go for when they don't want to do dishes. They just get a pie, sit down,
use
mow
paper
the
plates.
Thing.
You don't need forks or knives.
Right. French fries, chicken wings, tacos, burgers, fried chicken. These are all things. It's takeout, yes.
Tacos, for sure, though. When you make tacos at home, that's a mess. It just is.
Disaster. You're
it
right.
is. You think, it'll be so easy. We'll do tacos. But you have a pan you made the meat in. You heated up the beans. You got all your little chopped accoutrement on the side. It's a huge disaster.
What did you call that?
Accoutrement.
And what is that?
It's like the things that go with the thing.
The fixins?
Yeah, the fixins. Yeah, that's what I should have said. The fixins. I didn't mean to confuse you. I'm sorry. The fixins. I'll try to remember that word.
Accoutrement.
It's spelled accoutrement.
Okay. I like these kinds of things. It's nice to put it out there. And probably best that we learn from it that if you're eventually not going to care what other people think, why waste time in your youth caring what other people think?
It's hard. It's hard to get past it, but it is true. Everyone's worried about what everyone else thinks. And meanwhile, no one's thinking really about anybody but themselves. So just get your head around
it. Be over it.
Life is easier.
Decide to be over it and get on with your day. That's the moral of this story, which is someone asked 2,000 people aged 55 and up when they finally stopped worrying about what other people think of them. And the average age for that answer was 46. So my point is start today.
Yeah.
Be
get
over
into
it.
Radio. You have to get over it pretty fast because if you don't have a thick skin, you'll cry a lot. I would say
and you won't sleep ever.
You won't. You really do feel like the world hates me. All these mean. And it's funny because you'll read 30. Hey, really like the show. Really funny job on that one. You know, whatever. 40 of those roll by. And there's one person who's like, you suck. Not attached to anything. Not just a mean thing. And that's the one you remember. That's the one that is killing you that night. I suck. It's hard to let that stuff roll off you. Shake
life events that help you become more confident and less concerned include becoming a parent, getting married, retiring, traveling, and getting your driver's license. What? Getting your driver's license. I don't know. I hope anyone out there
people think?
hearing that story will get from it that it's time to start that a little earlier in your life. Be over
it. Stop worrying about it. It's hard, though, because social media, people want likes. Nobody liked me. I care very deeply about that.
Yeah, I do believe that's created some issues, especially for kids, for sure.
Right. It's all they know. Right. I only got 13 likes today. This is terrible. What's happening to me?
What do I got to show these people to get more likes? That's the real problem.
That's the wrong question to ask yourself, kids. Don't show stuff.
Ever. I don't think my daughter yet knows what it is she's doing at all, but I do know that she will more than once, because she gets a lot of hand-me-down clothes. She's come down in like shorts that are way too short, and she's seven, so she doesn't. Or
she doesn't
cut-off
really know
shirt
why
that's
like, a problem.
Yeah, we just got like, what? Go try again. No,
put those in not for me pile.
Oh my God, you're seven. What is this? Starts young is the point.
It does.
The worry starts much younger than.
The worry starts the minute they're born, right?
But I'm talking about the outfits they're putting on, the whole boys
Well, girls
thing.
Care so much more than boys about what they've got on, and then the costume changes daily. It just seems exhausting watching parents
it's a lot.
And girls.
There really are costume changes. If you think that's a joke, I'll tell you all day.
Yeah.
2 to 3 times a day it happens.
I was so appreciative. I was the only mom with boys in my friend group. And I would just, the Sherry and Marianne, we were always together. And I was the only, they had both had two girls. And the breakdowns and giant tears over, my dress. I wanted to wear my other dress. And now we're an hour from home. But that was the other, okay, we'll go home. What? I'm like, I picked the top pair of shorts and the top T-shirt and threw them on the bed and said, put those on. I'll meet you in the car.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy with boys. So easy.
Yep. People with allergies are going to spend $16,000 in their life dealing with them.
Oh, my goodness.
So that might range from pills or other treatments that you spend your money on yearly, whether that's Claritin or the other things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try, instead of NyQuil, the Benadryl trick that people offered up as a sleep alternative for you?
No, I go with the one that works for me.
Oh, you like that. But you're off that now, right?
Oh, sure, yes. So sure, I'm off of it. Hilarious. So, no, I never tried Benadryl for that.
All right.
I'm wondering, too, like, some people go for the series of shots that is supposedly going to make you immune by the end. I don't know what those cost, but... And also, aren't there, like, clean air ionizers, something like that? Like, air filtration systems? Those
HEPA
are probably
filters
pretty...
Or something like that. You know what? I have a story.
That's expensive, too.
Dude, these are one of those things where you go, I cannot believe that happened. So there's a story in the newspaper this morning about the Newark School District. I wasn't planning to do this, but they're about to disconnect $360,000 worth of air cleaning devices that they bought and hooked up at their schools because they were sold them and told this destroys COVID. This is going to take care of the kids and allow the kids to come back to school. They spent $360,000 on these air cleaning devices. More than, let me see here. Yeah, more than 500 air treatment devices are being disconnected probably as we speak. After the school district learned there's a huge class action lawsuit filed against the company saying these devices don't do anything they claim they do. And so that's, of course, school district money. And we all know there's not enough to go around to begin with, right?
Right.
Teachers want raises and the schools need new books and computers and they spent them on these devices hoping it would help get the kids back into school. And now, and of course, the company is saying, oh, everything we said they do. We're going to fight that.
Well, good luck with that.
Let's hope Newark can get their money back.
They can't, but I hope that they do.
So awful.
Oops, we spent that money, and now we're bankrupt. So
yeah, well, that's your fear. I mean, that is awful. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, boy, it just refreshed. Give me 1 second, everybody.
All right. Take your time.
I think I've spent $16,000 this month on my allergies. LOL. It's been a tough allergy season.
It has been a tough one.
Yeah. Dying over here.
Yeah. I don't usually get them, and I'm sneezing and runny nosing and itchy eyesing. Mm-hmm. They say, though, the older you get, the worse you suffer from them. Mm. I don't remember having them at all as a kid.
I'll sneeze like 10 times in a row.
I hear you in the morning sometimes. Mm-hmm. When you first get in. Like, oh, that's
415 says, Vinny, I caught my daughter at school changing her clothes after I made her change at home because the clothes she was putting on were not appropriate. She was in second grade.
You're going to have your hands full with that one when she hits about 14.
I do know that.
Old, right?
When I was a little punk rock kid, I rode my skateboard and liked punk rock, and I wanted to pierce my ear, which you know, you just didn't do at my house. It wasn't allowed. So I had to leave the house, take a safety pin, and push it through my ear each day. And, you know, like there's little drops of blood on my ear, on my shoulder.
So you wore the safety pin as the earring?
That was the earring, yeah.
Did you get an infection from?
I didn't get an infection, but eventually I tired of trying to continuously re-pierce my ear each day to be cool. Not only hurt, but there's no way to. Anyway, yeah,
you need to get the stud in there and put the alcohol on and twirl it.
But I couldn't because my dad wasn't going to let me have an earring.
Although I will say, once you get the holes in there, you can get an earring through them for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
like I've got all these holes in my ears that if I wanted to put on a bunch of earrings, I could do it.
Oh, really? How many earrings did you have at the height of your pierced ears? Because I know girls who'd done it.
No, I didn't do. I have five total, two on one side, three on the other. I got my ears pierced when I was 13 or 14, you know, as soon as my mom would let me. Mom, please. And then later, I wanted more earrings, so I took ice and froze it and just stuck a few through with a pin. And then stuck a stud in and, you know, let them heal. No, it doesn't. You can't feel it at all, Nikki.
I was such a wimp when I got my ears pierced. I was such a wimp.
Yeah, they just.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah. It is scary. I remember thinking, it's going to be so painful.
Like, you're like, oh, you don't know what to expect. And
right,
I got mine done when I was in third grade.
Oh, third grade! Wow.
I've always done it to myself. Yeah. And if you guys remember, I was telling you before they had piercing shops all over San Francisco, they had the jewelry for them, which was the gauge stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted one of those things. So I got it. And then I got it home and couldn't get it in. And I used a nail to widen the hole in my ear.
And then got tetanus and died. Terrible.
Yeah. I was told that I had to go get a tetanus shot because you can't use.
Nail. Yeah.
Well, that's all I had at my house. What was I supposed to use?
I just don't.
Professional?
A professional.
They didn't have those then. This was early. This is 90, whatever, 6, 7.
Glad you didn't gauge your ears. That seems like
a mistake.
It does.
It is a mistake. You're right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Hella Mega Tour. Tickets are up for grabs next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.